Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, July 25th, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 17, the third paragraph, The Tremendous Fact for Every One of Us, ending with To Those Who Suffer from Alcoholism. Reading that one paragraph only this morning. Today's readers are the 12 Step Becca R., 12 Traditions Lily M., Reader of the Text Shelley E., Kara L. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Stephanie L. The reference number for Sunday, July 24th, is 19,217. That's 19217. And for this morning, Monday, July 25th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 19,218. That's 19218. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lorraine N., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Becca R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning. Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, calling in this morning from Kentucky. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Just a second. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these tips, we've tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service. I pass.
Thank you, Becca R. I will now ask Lily M. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lily. Star one, Lily.
Good morning. I'm sorry. This is Lily M. from Idaho calling in and reading the traditions of 12 traditions. I am a compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Number two, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Number three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Number four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Number five, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Number six, an OA group are never endorsed, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Number seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Number eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Number nine, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Number 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Number 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. Number 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much, Lily M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 17, the third paragraph. The tremendous fact for every one of us, ending with, to those who suffer from alcoholism, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only this morning. I'll now ask Shelley E. to read and share with us. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Dawn. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Northern Michigan today. The Big Book, page 17. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Again, Shelley E., recovered compulsive overeater. When I read this paragraph, I have written on the side, the way out, which to me, that is what I was looking for when I came into the room. I didn't know that was what I was looking for. I just knew I had tried everything besides surgery, and I was miserable and had been miserable all of my life. And I didn't even know anything about like what a food coma was. I didn't even know anything about the confusion, or I just knew I was experiencing those things, but I couldn't put my finger on what they were. So I'm grateful forever for, first of all, for visions. First of all, for higher power. Second of all, for the Big Book. Third, for visions, who showed me the way. And I love that they say, we have a way out. It's assuring us that if we will do and follow these things, find a higher power, you know, whatever that is for you, then we can live harmoniously and get to the other side of this and have a wonderful life. What I have found is that not only is there a common solution, but our disease has so much commonality. A lot of times I'll be working with a new sponsee and they'll say, well, you just don't understand, you know, this is what I do. And you know, the beauty of that is I do. And If I haven't done exactly what they've done, I've done something similar. Or I've worked with someone who's done something similar. We all think we're so unique in our disease. And for me, part of the beauty is that we're not. You know, we have such a commonality in our disease that we can understand each other better than anybody else can that doesn't have our disease. So for me, for the newcomers, stay with us. You know, keep working, keep trudging along. The brotherly and harmonious action is imperative and will lead you, or God will lead us to lead you toward that higher power that will offer you serenity for the rest of your life. With that, I'll pass. And thanks for letting me do service.
Thank you so much, Shelley E. I'll now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Andrea.
Andrea, and what's your initial?
B like boy.
Okay, very good.
Sandy K.
Sandy K.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. And was there somebody I missed there in between Sandy K and Deborah G?
Linda B.
I can't hear you very well.
Linda B.
Linda B.
Felicia S.
Felicia S. Okay, let's start with that lineup. I have Andrea B., Sandy K., Deborah G., Linda B., and Felicia S. And please make sure you're not on speakerphone so we can hear you more clearly. Go ahead, Andrea B. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. Can I be heard clearly?
Yes, you can.
Wonderful. So, you know, it's funny. I'm sitting here reading the passage, and I immediately think of the story of the guy who falls into the hole, and he's screaming, "Help me, help me." And three different people come along. The first one, you know, throws a rope down, but the rope's too short. The second one throws a ladder down, but the ladder's too short. And the third person jumps into the hole, and the guy says to him, "You idiot, why would you jump into the hole?" And the person who jumped into the hole said, "I've been here before. I know the way out." That passage speaks directly to that idea. And what was really interesting to me was in that story, we see two concepts at play. It's not just, you know, working with others and helping them to find recovery, but it's also principles above personality. If somebody called me an idiot, my first inclination would be to, you know, scream back at them. But instead, you know, our protagonist stays totally focused on what needs to be done and what needs to be explained. And so I just thought that was a really great way of explaining this concept to newcomers in particular. Pardon me. For myself, the whole notion that there is a way that I can learn was mind-blowing. And it continues to be mind-blowing because in my mind, I want to believe that I am terminally unique. But when I get on the call and I hear all of the recovery and I hear how people have recovered and there's a consistency in how they've recovered, which is to do the work, to build a relationship with a higher power, and to just, you know, stay focused, I think it can't be that simple. But as we've all learned, for those who've gained recovery, and those who haven't, yeah, it is that simple, but it's not easy. So I'm so grateful that this meeting exists and that I was able to jump on at 10 o'clock rather than my usual 7:30. And again, thank you to everyone doing service. My pass.
Thank you so much, Andrea B. And did you want to let us know where you're calling from? What state?
Oh, yeah, New York. Sorry,
New York. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And Sandy K, please share with us, followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. This is Sandy K calling from South Florida. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. I want to thank the two speakers who addressed the paragraph that was just read. I thought that was great, their shares. And basically, that's my share too. It's that nowhere in the big book does it say it's easy, but it is. We have directions that we can follow. They're called the 12 steps. And everyone, no matter where we come from, has that common solution, the 12 steps. If I get someone who wants me to sponsor them because they like my recovery, but they really want to tweak the 12 steps, that's okay, but that's not my solution, and I'm not the right sponsor for them. So no matter what background we come from, whether we're, we drive a truck for a living, or we're a scientist, or we're a stay-at-home mom, or whatever it is, we all suffer from the same disease, and there is one solution that we in OA have found. So is it easy? No, but if you can follow directions like I eventually was willing to do, then I'm going to recover. And it's as simple as that. And by the grace of God, I could pick up the phone and call anybody in OA, and they're going to tell me the same thing. And that's quite beautiful. I don't have to figure it out. So thank you, and I'm going to pass.
Thank you, Sandy K. from Florida. Deborah G., please share with us, followed by Linda B. Go ahead, Deborah.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for 12-stepping me this morning and knowing that I'm not alone in all this. And thank you all for being of service today, making this meeting possible. You know, my sponsor reminds me to meet people where they're at. And also, you know, I can relate to a lot of the thinking, and I can say that to myself, you know, or I can say that to someone else. And I'm learning to have a light touch, you know, keeping it very light. And I find that when I, you know, look at that thinking and look at how on the behaviors and everything that went along with this disease, you know, that they relate to me more because I'm keeping it light, you know, because it is some of the thoughts, some of the thinking can be really out there. Some of the old ideas can really be out there. So, and I can look at myself and not take myself so seriously, you know, that's what I'm learning, not so seriously, and keeping it light and being, you know, gentle and kind with people. You know, I want to come across as being gentle and kind, you know, because like myself, they are sick too. You know, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah G. from Arizona. Linda B., please share with us, followed by Felicia S., and then I'll be opening up the lines to take more names. If you're just joining us, reminder, we're on page 17, the third paragraph, starting with the tremendous fact for every one of us. And we're commenting on that one paragraph only today. So go ahead, Linda B. Star one, Linda B. Okay, perhaps Linda had to step away. Felicia, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, thank you. I'm Linda B., newly recovered in London, UK. And, yeah, thank you for the meeting. The word tremendous jumped out at me. So whilst I was listening, I quickly looked it up, and it says very great in amount of scale or intensity. And that's exactly it. It is very scale in the amount of very great in the amount of intensity. And it's a fact, followed by the word, it's a fact. And I'm so very grateful that it is a fact of my existence in this life that I have received a common solution. So that's and that holds me steady, because I've recently come back from a relapse and worked the steps again this way, as suggested sort of with many of the people that work in this, you know, on this line. And it's just been a tremendous experience. So I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm also reminded that it's brotherly and harmonious. And what that means for me today is, you know, we've listened in the previous two paragraphs how, you know, the fellowship gets me well. It helps me to stay well, but it's the steps that get me well and keep me well. And what I'm learning now with this newly found friend, higher power, is that it is harmonious. When I do the brotherly thing, what comes back is absolutely harmonious. I'm very grateful for the previous sharer who reminded to be kind, because I was praying as it was coming. This is the first time I shared on this line. So I was praying for the first time. I'm like, oh, God, let me be of use. Let me be of use. What can I say that's good? What can I say that's clever? And actually, just to hear that word, be kind, and know that you have had this experience. And that is a fact of my existence. I can promise anybody who's on this line. In 2015, I was restored, you know, from 305 pounds to a normal healthy body weight in 13 months. I didn't do it. This program done it. And for that, I am eternally grateful. And that's all I've got. I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda B. from the UK, London. Felicia S., please share with us, and then I'll be opening up the lines to take more names.
Felicia S., as in Sam, from New Jersey. I am a recovering compulsive overeater, and I'm grateful to be here this morning. Thank you to all who are doing service, everybody who's on the line, and those who shared. I am coming back from a three-month relapse, and thank God this is a little over 2 weeks now. And this paragraph that we read today is what is saving my life. You know, the tremendous fact, it is this incredible promise that no matter how horrible I felt crawling back here, you know, embarrassed, humiliated, and completely broken again, that the tremendous fact for everybody, and I'm included in that everyone, is that there is a common solution. It doesn't matter how I binged, when I binged, how many times I relapsed, I can avail myself of this solution, and it will work for me. I'm not unique and special. We have a way out, which we can absolutely agree on. There's no debate. You know, we can join together. And that's the great news that carries to somebody like me and to those who are here and out there and still in the food and not in the food. Like, all of us get that message. And for that grace, I am forever grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Felicia S. from New Jersey. And I'm now going to open up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Cynthia C.
Cynthia C.
Reggie O.
Was that Reggie O?
I did, yes. One of them was me.
Okay, very good. And then who is the other person?
Nadia B.
Nadia B. And a gentleman's voice?
Chaim N.
Chaim N?
Yes.
Okay.
Tamara C.
Tamara C. Okay, let's start with that lineup. I have Cynthia C., Reggie O., Nadia B., Hyan N., and Tamara C. Cynthia C., please get us started.
Thank you so much, moderator, for your service and everybody who makes this meeting happen today and every day. I'm so grateful to be here today. I haven't been able to get onto this meeting a lot lately, and I have to say that I miss everyone when I'm not here. I love so much about this paragraph that, you know, it's talking for every one of us, you know, we all come together. We all come together because we have discovered a common solution. You know, I am not alone anymore. I am not alone. I think so many decades of my life, I felt alone. And even when I knew that there was a 12-step solution out there, I had had recovery in here, and I was in a 20-year relapse, and I knew there was something, but I was so stuck in my illness and my disease in my head that I felt like I could do it on my own, you know. And for 14 years, I went to a weigh-in pay program, and shockingly, like, did not save me, you know. And today, you know, this common solution that brings us all together in brotherly and harmonious action, you know, it's we have this spiritual solution, and I'm so deeply grateful for that. You know, what I have learned in this program is to clear away, by working the 12 steps of this program, that I get to clear away the debris, I get to clear away the clutter, I get to clear away all that crap that blocks me from my higher power and blocks me from my own true, authentic self. And when I work the 12 steps, I clear away the debris. I learn to become honest. I learn to become more honest with my food, with who I am, with what do I want? Who am I? You know, I get to learn to be honest, and I get to learn to speak my own truth in a group. And I get to learn also, you know, even 5+ years in, you know, I still learn every single day from everyone here. And even 5+ years in, I'm still getting more honest. I'm still getting more honest and still learning to work the steps in new ways and still learning that I still sometimes, you know, needed to add another sponsor into my program to learn more, that there was somebody else for, you know, a year I'm going to work with, because I get to learn more and I get to be more honest and I get to come together with all of you. I'm so grateful that I don't need to be suffering in my illness all alone anymore. You know, and I'm so grateful that first thing when I get up in the morning, I want to thank my higher power for that. I want to connect in with my higher power, and I want to get in on a meeting, and I want to connect in with all of you. And so I'm going to pass and listen to what everybody has to share, because I just feel really grateful to be on here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia C. And did you want to let us know where you're calling from? What state?
So sorry. Yeah, Cynthia C. from Newton, Massachusetts. There are two Cynthia C.'s, I believe, if not three, from Massachusetts. But Cynthia C. from Newton. Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right, Reggie O., please share with us, followed by Nadia B.
Okay. Hi, Don, thank you so much for your service and everybody who's on the line this morning. My name is Reggie O. I'm gratefully recovered and living in Texas at this time. And boy, this is really quite a paragraph. It struck me this morning. It says, it doesn't say, you know, the tremendous fact. And then it says, for every one of us. It doesn't say for this one or that one or this. It just says, for every one of us, we have a common solution. And we have a way out on which we can absolutely agree. And we can absolutely agree once we go through the steps and realize that they really are the way out. And each and every one of them, you know, each and every one of them works. In the early days of my program, you know, before I really had an opportunity to know and learn about and study the big book, I kept looking, and that was a long time ago, I kept looking for the right food plan. And I kept thinking, well, if I got the strictest food plan, then that would be it. So, but of course, I never could find the strictest food plan, because yes, I do need a food plan, but it needs to work for me, and there needs to be no, you know, alcoholic foods or compulsive eating behaviors on it. But that's it, you know, and then it's true for me, honestly, the first step. You know, and then a little bit later on in the book, it says we thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. And, you know, that's true. That's true for me today. I used to think, let me find an easier, softer way, you know, and I tried everything. But the reason I could never find an easier, softer way was I could never find another way that worked. And when I came here, and to the degree that I'm willing to work the steps, and I want to say especially for me, because I've been through the steps many times, and I've been recovered, and I've had relapses. And the challenge for me has been 10, 11, and 12. And that's putting what I've learned into action and being of real service to other people. And, you know, there were, I could tell you all the reasons why that was challenging for me. And sometimes it still takes my breath to do an honest 10th step because sometimes they're embarrassing. Oh my gosh, I don't want anyone to know that I think like this or do this. But what I'm learning from the 10th steps is that the problem is my thinking, you know, my thinking. Anytime I have a 10th step, you know, problem, there's something that has been wrong with my thinking. And that is such a gift. Embarrassing sometimes, yes, but it is an amazing gift because it just keeps working. And the more I live in this on a daily basis. It's a way of life. It's not something I pick up on Sunday or Friday. And I'm just very grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Reggie O. from Texas. Nadia B., please share with us, followed by Chaim N.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Nadia B., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut. And I like that. You know, it still gives me shivers to think that I could live in the age where, you know, this program hasn't been discovered. And, you know, I'm very grateful to live in the times where this is the fact for a lot of people with addictions, you know, that we don't have to be here suffering from alcoholism and that we live in the age of post Bill and Bob and so many people that recovered from this debilitating condition and that we're not chained to each other by, you know, suffering from addiction. Because for me, I think the first few years in Overeaters Anonymous looked like that. I would just go to a meeting, you know, try to use it as a therapy session. I thought that, you know, vomiting my problems on you or crying about picking up a few dozen cookies, you know, the day before was the solution. And today it's not. I'm just so grateful for this book and the specific description of the way of life that we can absolutely agree on for the past, you know, few decades, actually. I think it's been, 90 years since this book has been written. And, you know, it is proven by psychologists, by, you know, so many people recommend this program to us when they see our struggles. And, you know, I can piggyback on what Reggie said. You know, I'm so grateful for those people, for my sponsors, for those who understand the vital necessity of this way of living for alcoholic like me. For a person who can't process reality in the way that, you know, some normal people can. I'm so grateful I get to do a 10th step and you guys get to listen. And when I call you or text you or, you know, whatever it is, the method that I've chosen, you understand it's nothing that I, you know, that it's not a matter of just talking, that it is life and death. I'm so grateful that I get, you know, 10, 11, and 12. I'm grateful for the women that I get to connect to every day through this program. And, you know, it is such a simple way of living. And I'm just, you know, extremely grateful to those who walk this way of life with me today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nadia B. from Connecticut. Chaim N., please share with us, followed by Tamara C.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for your service. My name is Payam. I'm from California. I've been fighting this paragraph for a solid 15 years. And I've learned through the hard way, through, you know, multiple mini binges or relapses, that there is no other way for me. And I've been beaten into submission that this is the only solution for me. And that I give everything to God, everything. And I have to put down through God all my alcoholic foods, and that just feel my feelings, you know, whatever trauma I've been through, turn it over to God, go through the 12 steps and have my meals, nothing in between. And have also learned that there's no such a thing as snacking. I'm a compulsive overeater. I can't control anything, and it's up to God. Everything's up to God. And these wonderful 12 steps. I think some of us, at least I have to suffer until I'm down on my knees, and there's no other way. So I'm so grateful for these 12 steps, and it takes however long it takes. It's not up to me. It's up to God. It's God's time. And for today, I let go completely, and I let God in every decision, everything. And there is a solution, and I give myself to it. Anyway, thank you. With that, I pass. My name is Payam from California, and I pass.
Thank you so much. I am N from California. And Tamara C., please share with us.
Good morning, Dawn and everyone. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Tamara C. I'm from Missouri, and I'm very grateful to be a recovered compulsive overeater. This line about the last line that says, this is great news that we carry to those who suffer. I'm going to start with that. So I want to start with my experience of suffering in my disease. When I was in my disease, and I could go back to it, I am eating and miserable. If I'm overeating, I'm just very miserable. I'm full of shame and pain, physical pain and emotional pain. Or I'm not eating and miserable. I'm fighting the obsession. I'm white-knuckling it. I'm thinking about food all day long. And there's nothing to numb out the pain of not knowing how to deal with people and circumstances, with my feelings and my responses to life. And I'm just full of fear and disappointment either way, full of resentment and despair. So that was my suffering. So my way out has been this brotherly and harmonious action, working the steps with the help of others, my sponsor, my recovered fellows, newcomers, everyone in this fellowship. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling to have a group of people who understand and who are keep directing me to the solution. And I'm learning how to live in the steps, this new design for living that deals with my pain and fear and shame and disappointment. So my solution is learning how to take it all to a higher power who heals me and wants to do for me what I can't do for myself. So now instead of eating and being miserable, or not eating and being miserable, I'm not eating and I'm free of the food obsession. And I get to continue to take spiritual action to grow with the help of all of you and the help of my higher power. And that's indeed great news for me in the past.
Thank you so much, Tamara C. from Missouri. And I'm now going to be opening up the lines to take a couple more names of people who would like to share on page 17, the third... Excuse me, the third paragraph, starting with the tremendous fact for every one of us, and we're commenting on that one paragraph. So who would like to share with us? I'll take a couple names.
Joanne P.
Joanne P. And I'll take a couple more names. Okay, Joanne, let's
Jody
go ahead.
E.
Oh, Jody E., very good. All right, Joanne P., and then Jody E. Go ahead, Joanne.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joanne P. from Pennsylvania. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And just so thankful to be here for this paragraph. Tremendous fact for everyone of us. Our fellowship is amazing to me, and it has helped me discover the common solution and to
stay sober in the common solution. We absolutely agree that these 12 steps are the answer, along with our most important, our relationship with our higher power and working with others. So I love the word join in brotherly and harmonious action. I feel like after being a relapser, since March, I've been able to work these steps and have complete abstinence and absolute surrender so that I can work these steps and give service now to others. And humbly ask God to remove all my character defects, which, oh my gosh, I feel like, we're powerless over our character defects as well as the food. So therefore, we have the 10th step to keep us where we need to be, which is, you know, in the presence of God always for everything, asking Him daily on our knees for all of these things. And I'm so thankful to my sponsor for learning every day, learning more and more about myself and who I am and where we're going with all of this. It's an amazing program. It's a beautiful way to live. And I feel the serenity from it. And I'm so grateful for that. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne P. from Pennsylvania. Jody E., please share with us.
Thank you so much, Dawn B. and everybody on the line. This is Jody E., a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic in California. This is a beautiful paragraph. It's so solid. There is a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree, and upon which we can join in brotherly and sisterly and harmonious action. This is great news for us. When I first read this paragraph in the context of Overeaters Anonymous, my mind said, but wait a minute, no, we don't. We don't agree. There's a lot of dissension in Overeaters Anonymous. Not everyone does agree about how to work the program. Not everyone agrees that we should be entirely abstinent from our alcoholic foods. In Alcoholics Anonymous, there is agreement about that. Everyone accepts and agrees that we have to abstain from alcohol. But in Overeaters Anonymous, it's more complicated. But what we all in Overeaters Anonymous can agree on, if nothing else, is that the 12 steps and the 12 traditions and the 12 concepts are our solution, our program of action. In this particular meeting, in this particular group, A Vision for You, we agree that we need to be entirely abstinent from our alcoholic ingredients, foods, and behaviors in order to work the 12 steps effectively. That is my reality, that is my truth, and that is why I'm here, because I have a community here of people who absolutely agree about that. So grateful to have found you all, my tribe, my family, and my brothers and my sisters, with whom I join in harmonious action. So very, very grateful, and with that I pass.
Thank you so much, Jody E. from California. We do have a few minutes left, so is there someone who would like to share who hasn't shared in the last few days?
Lauren Grace B.
Lauren Grace B., go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren Graceby. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from South Jersey. And the thing that hit me so hard was I have a way out. I am just so grateful that I have a way out. And it's amazing because it's not a way out that is like surgery, that is going to hurt me or be permanent or only affect me physically. I have a way out that no bad thing has come to me from this way out, only good things. I've gotten closer to God. I've met lifelong friends. Although I'm newly recovered, I've been in OA for over 30 years, and I have friends from the program, some still in, some not in anymore, that are truly lifelong friends. I have a way to deal with any resentment or fear that comes my way. I have a solution for that. And I have a fellowship of people. I have pages and pages of newcomers and sponsors. I could call any of those sponsors and talk to them about almost anything. It's just amazing because we've been through the common problem, and now we get to live in the common solution. I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful for all of you who are on the line who have walked this journey with me and have helped me so much. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lauren Grace B. from New Jersey. And we have time for about a minute and a half share if someone would like to take that and hasn't shared in the last few days. Is there someone that would like to share? Any burning? Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Deb. I would
Linda W. from Las Vegas.
Okay, I heard Deb first, so go ahead, Deb, and Linda, please come back tomorrow. Go ahead, Deb.
Thanks so much. I'm Deb, and I've been in program for decades, but haven't had. I've been too much in the running mode to work the steps sufficiently. I'm driving. I'm going to try to stay now and copy down sponsors that are available. And, and I'm practicing my serenity prayer. Thank you so much. I'm struggling. Thanks.
Deb, do you want to let us know what state you're calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Very good. Thank you so much, Deb. And with that, we're going to close our meeting. Thank you to everyone who shared in making this meeting just a beautiful, beautiful experience. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.